Greetings, fellow Republic Broadcasting Network listeners. Today is the 29th of October in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. You're listening to Yours Truly, Myrrh. We have a chat room, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango.com, if you'd like to join us. And please remember to go to republicbroadcasting.org or call them or send them some fundage if you can. I know it's tough for everybody. And frequent the sponsors. A lot of good products there and information. And RBN really does appreciate it so much. It's what keeps us going. So today, I have a few things I wanted to talk about. And Luciferian Brotherhood is at the root of all of this. You know, we talk about the deep state, and that's a problem. Then we hear about different groups and different secret societies, and they want you to think that they're all separate, but they're all tied together. It's satanic, you know, and it's been going on forever. But the five main groups are Masons, Mormons, Jesuit Catholics, Satanists, and Kabbalah. Okay, so Kabbalah would be Jewish, you know, or can't say that word. Well, you might need to learn too. But, and then within each of them, and then there's different knights, orders of the knights. And I'll get to that. But first, I would like for Sam to play the first video. And it's about the Mace Energy Method. When I played Jerry Marzinski couple weeks ago. Well, this is a new psychotherapy that actually works and works quickly. And it's basically teaching yourself that your thoughts aren't you. Your position in life isn't you. You know, your spiritual being. And so you strip down to that, just like children do. You know, we're not even our name. None of that. So we'll play this little bit here, if you will, please, Sam.
With schizophrenics, that's critical, because the voices they are hearing are not who they are. And if they can't make that distinction, they're going to be gone. There's nothing that is going to be able to help them. They have to formulate that distinction between who they are and what these voices are, what these other thoughts are. You know? And that's determined by intent. So, you know, that's where do thoughts come from?
How does mice fit and your new understanding of this, Jerry? How does that fit with your knowledge that you previously came to, that the voices with schizophrenics were negative entities?
I still believe that because of the number of experiences I've had with them.
Yeah.
But I think they build up to it with these negative identities. So the more negative identities there are, the more disturbed and upset and unstable the person becomes, until these identities kind of form a personality of their own and take over. You know, that's what they're after. They want to take over the person. And that's what these identities do too. They drive you. They control you. And a lot of times you don't even know it, because they're unconscious. They're buried. But yeah, I still believe the voices are, that schizophrenics here are entities. They're different than the person. They are parasitic, because every time they show up, the person's energy it's drained. They have no energy. And there's a one-to-one correlation between the voices showing up and the amount of energy that person has. It's just sucked out. I have no idea how they do it, but it's consistent. And none of this stuff psychiatry is looking into. All they're looking into is, we'll just drug everybody. We'll turn you into a zombie so you don't feel anything, and then you walk around like a zombie. You know? This stuff actually will get in there and remove these negative identities, and it works for all range of people. I mean, it works for, you know, maybe it doesn't work well with the very chronic, regressed schizophrenics, but it works for virtually everything else.
I interviewed a guy called Thomas Zinsser, wonderful guy. He was a hypnotherapist. And in essence, he'd kind of come to the same conclusion that, and it's a bit like the kind of shamanic view, actually, that when there's a trauma, that part of you splits off and another identity is created to manage the trauma. And the split off part or the identity, the original identity, actually does have a whole will and existence of its own. So that's not that far, really, from what the concept that you're both talking about.
It protects itself through projection.
Yeah.
You know, so it throws that out onto everybody else so it doesn't have to face it in itself. The ego doesn't. So, you know, it'll throw it on somebody else and then drive that other person away. So,
well, in a way, he was going one step further and saying that those identities actually have a will and a being and are psychic beings in and of themselves.
Yeah, but they don't have any energy in and of themselves. They have to get that from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's where a language comes in again. So, yes, these identities, so from our point of view, we resist an unwanted feeling and, of course, creates an energy ridge, and stored within that energy ridge is all the effects of the trauma. That's what creates a negative identity. We call that a negative identity. It's over time. Each time it's being triggered, it's getting your positive potential, giving it life. And so, yes, when it's activated, it will act. And you will speak it, act it completely. But that's how fast it is. You're saying it's me.
React.
So our language again, so from our point of view, and, you know, of course he's on it. We're all going to head, if there is one principle and a truth that we're all going to head there, we're all trying to do that. But, of course, we're doing a lot with language and what sort of knowledge we've had prior, what wording. And trying to piece that together to communicate it. But here's where I'm going to try and help these entities or these negative identities that we create, persona, which also means mark, is not a self. It has energy in it, and with anything with energy in it, it is going to act. And it will act as it is. But it's not an ent. It's not a life force of its own. It's only got life without energy and potential. That's what the MACE energy method is doing. We're bringing out your energy out of resistance. That's its purpose. And therefore, all that cannot exist.
Yeah.
The energy returns unto you. So some of this language, like it's got a will of its own, it doesn't have a will of its own. It has your energy and potential in it. So it can act. And yes, he's right. You know, John talks about the roles and identities we have, and he gives an example of a man because they're purposeful. We are in a material universe. I'm going to come back to what you spoke earlier. Yes, we're an energy being, and we're having a physical, material experience.
Yeah,
but roles and identities are something we use, languages we use that is pro-survival and purposeful for our pro-survival. So a woman, you know, one of the examples John uses is the only reason you go and get a driving identity is because of its pro-survival to you. And it solves a problem. These are all problem-solving. For our daily life, what happens is we start to identify with them as a self instead of us. That is what I'm using it for. So if I lived in Hong Kong, there is no way I would need a driving identity. The public transport system there is amazing. But here in Australia, with the vastness of what we live in, and we don't have that type of public transport, I want to go places. I want to take my children places. I'm going to get a driving identity. I'm going to create one. We also have positive identities. Remember that. We're honing in on some of the negatives, but we have positive roles and identities. What we call negative identities are something we unknowingly create. and accidentally create via upset or trauma. Because when something comes towards us we do not like the feel of, we're going to use our energy to resist it. And that's how it gets our energy and potential.
Yeah.
It's a little unconscious. So because we did create it, means we can discreate it. And really all we're doing, only life it has, is your energy and resistance. So your positive potential is trapped with all these negative thoughts and feelings, which will act as what it is, that feeling, this thought, that concept, that idea, I'm not good enough, you'll act it. You bring your energy and potential home onto the source. This doesn't exist. And that's why people, when we finish the session, I say to them, I want you to say that, and you say you feel that, and they just laugh. No, I can't. So you also have positive roles and identities. You don't see it as you're discreating them or not using them, but you've got many roles or identities that you've played that were positive to you back in your past that you don't use now. And you've probably got a lot that you're creating new. You know, now that the world of podcasts has come into our life, we never could, you know, it was only radio show hosts. Now there's a lot of us that can create a podcast radio host identity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there, or your positives. These, and who is enlivening that? Who is creating that? Who is perfecting that? You. And then you'll come out of your podcast identity, and then you might go and see your daughter or son, you know, if you're a parent, and then you come into this mother role identity. But it's really a purposeful material, physical thing that we do. How can I point to that? So what makes a mother role? It's really a parenting role. So I like to bring it back to our natural state. Watch mammals. They birth a baby and it's all instinct and they take care of the survival of that species or their baby. And they have their mechanisms to do so.
Okay, I guess we reached the end of that, huh? So this is the MACE method, MACE energy method, and I posted in the yours truly, Myra.Chatango chat room and the video we were listening to part of. And I'd advise you to listen to some more of it. And it's a new psychotherapy that actually works and works quickly. The MACE energy method. And they have a website apparently called Causism Institute. That and this man, John MACE, apparently was sea captain, a merchant marine, who came up with this method. And it's very interesting when they talk about the buried trauma in a bridge, and it's this energy in there, and that once you can pluck that out, it dissolves, it dissipates, it dissolves, I think is the word they used. And so I'm sitting here thinking, and I was thinking about this earlier, and so since before when I played this, I burdened everyone with my following thoughts that I shouldn't have followed. But I was wondering, and I'm sure this is the trauma, quote unquote. I was very little, remember, 4 or 5 years old. My parents, and I don't remember the occasion, gave me a package and I slipped the wrapping off and it was a red thin cardboard box with a cellophane window and there was a doll inside with painted blue eyes and I asked what her name was and mother traced the name. It was in cursive in green outlined in blue, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. And so when I opened the box, I can still remember the smell of the vinyl. And she had a solid vinyl head and the curls were in the vinyl. And but the body, I kind of try to forget because what happened. But it was all just kind of a stretchy vinyl full of wood chips. Okay, this is in the 50s. I mean sawdust, not wood chips. Sawdust. So I don't know how much longer it was ago after that. I was playing with her and I guess with friends and in the barn. And I had put her down for a nap in the hay and forgot about her. And I guess this is probably what happened. And I don't know where my siblings were for either when I received the package or this occasion. And anyway, my father was raising some collies. And he had put, I think it was the sire, the male he had in there. Might have been the mother. But anyway, he had one of the dogs in there, and she or he were teething. And they had found the toy and just totally desiccated it. And so anyway, he brought it to me. He was kind of holding it by the head and warning me. He said, now, you know, you shouldn't leave your toys out like that. And I'm like nodding my head. But inside, I was dying. This was my baby. Okay. And I guess it was a weekend. My parents were resting. It was a nice day. And I know they were listening to hear what I was doing. So I guess I realized later, but so I went upstairs to my bedroom and found a shoebox, and I'm, you know, tears streaming down the whole time. I'm always been kind of a quiet crier. So, and the tissue's still in there from shoes. And I put the doll in there and had planned where I would take her. There was a window well under my window. This was the second floor. So under the kitchen window, also on the first floor, was a basement window well. And I thought I can put her in the box and I can set her down in there. You know, this was my dead baby I was burying. And it's funny to me now. It's like, you know, the dingo got my baby, you know. So anyway, I'll finish that up on the other side of the break.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know? Publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Thank you, Sam. Very fitting music. So to finish my little terrible tale here, this left, you know, it's one of those buried traumas. You know, believe it or not, we all have our, you know, different things. But so it kept coming to me after seeing about this method that I'm sitting here smiling and laughing now because this memory has been dissolved. And this can be done with horrible memories, you know? I mean, and people, so many people that are under such dire straits that are schizophrenic is because of such horrible traumas, repeated traumas. But with this one, with the doll, my parents saw what I was doing, such good parents, and they said, oh, well, we can take her to the doll hospital and they'll be able, yeah, and who that was actually a nursery kind of care. My mother was teaching school in a little one-room schoolhouse for all the grades, and she was asked to do it, so she did that one year. And I stayed with a lady, and I remember her name and the town and everything. I remember way too much that way. So it's a good thing nothing really terrible ever happened to me, because I'd really been remembering that too. But so anyway, the head was kind of on the little corner room when you come in. Was the doll hospital, and then she could make another body for it and give someone else the doll. So that settled that situation. But that trauma was still stuck in me all these years, you know, when I look back on it. That was my baby. You know? So it's funny how our minds work that way. And my parents would, you know, I saw them whispering different times if I happened to be looking at something, a doll baby or something. And they avoided getting me any doll babies. A few years later, I saw a little Japanese, it's like 6 inches long, maybe little bundled up, just a little stuffed thing. And the slanted eyelids were sleeping, you know, Japanese style, was just embroidery thread. And so they decided that was safe and I could have that and put it on my pillow to sleep beside. And then later paper dolls. But they were always, I could see them kind of conferring between each other if it was suitable. So they knew it was traumatic to me, I guess, too. And they, yeah. Didn't rub it in, but we're careful. We're good parents. And, you know, I talk a lot about Jesse Sobota, and I want to get into this Luciferian Brotherhood some more. And she recently did an interview with Nina Rodriguez, who's kind of funny. But she talks about the Delphi murders, Trump, CERN, Shriners, Nephilim, Madonna, etc. But we're just going to listen to the first 15 minutes, I think, is what I gave you, Sam. And And it's kind of speeded up this recording, which is good, actually. So I guess we can go ahead and listen to her.
Well, Jesse Savoder.
Hello.
Some dark, disturbing information, but it's very eye-opening information. I'd love to have you on, Jesse. Thank you for joining me once again. It's been a little bit. It's been a few months, maybe longer.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot going on.
I think the last episodes we did together were the big decodes, Madonna one and the witchcraft warning that went out on the magazine, so.
That's great. Look, you're my go-to for this kind of stuff. Anything occult, I go to you. So, there's just so much going on right now, and I guess what we're going to talk about first and foremost is your affidavits that you regarding Casper, Wyoming, correct? That you're revealing one of the largest child trafficking hubs that includes Nazi sovereign military training for children. And did I say that right?
You did. Yes, you did.
What the hell's going on? All right, I'll let you have the floor. You explain this to my audience because, and folks, these affidavits, they are recorded. You can find them on Timothy Charles Homestead's site, right? But United States District Court, Minnesota, United States Military Criminal Investigation Division, Fort Campbell, U.S. Military, Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Counterterrorism Unit, and there's so many other places, right?
Yeah, as well as the Provost Marshal's Office in Wisconsin, as well as with Attorney Stephen Scott Biss, and with President and Chief and Commander Donald J. Trump, so with his attorneys. So it's several places. The easiest place, again, is timothycharleshomestead.com. It's all there. There's many. I've got a lot of affidavits, but
I mean, you're putting these out like bubblegum. I mean, you're just pushing these out, right? I mean,
yeah, we've been pushing them out now. What's important for people to understand is that it's not, as I'm sharing these things, it's not just, sharing about my personal experiences or the abuse that happened to me. Why I'm pointing these things out is because, I'm sharing how the Luciferian Brotherhood system and their foreign military, the sovereign military, are operating, what areas they're operating in. And I've established, the base facts that, and the evidence that these individuals are, guilty of crimes that include rape, torture, adrenochrome, organ harvesting, satanic ritual, murder, as well as cannibalism. So, how are they doing these things? My first affidavits deal with how were they working at a quadrant level, which included U.S. presidents, individuals, high-level individuals in government. And then now the Casper affidavit and the later affidavits deal with how are they working at regional levels within communities, within places where we may see them operating within our own community. So it's really meant to be eye-opening so that people begin to recognize and understand and, the Lord calls us to do something about it. We're not just meant to sit back and allow this wickedness to continue. But the first thing we have to recognize is that, at a community level, we are being targeted by a foreign government, which is the Luciferian Brotherhood, and a foreign military, and they're operating as though they're our government and as though they're, our protection. They're operating within law enforcement, fire departments, support services. So this is something that we need to be aware of. They're, even using our government funds to get paid to do their crimes.
They're parasites.
Cover up. Yeah.
So you're saying the Luciferian Brotherhood is essentially the shadow government in America?
Yes. I would say that strongly.
Would that be all the high-level Masons included in that?
Yes. I speak about you've got five departments, so they may not classify themselves as Masons. That's only to the third degree. After that, they'll be classified by their degrees or the different orders that they're connected with.
Are five departments of the shadow government?
You have five departments underneath. The Luciferian Brotherhood is the umbrella shadow government. Underneath them, you have their hierarchy structure, which at a quadrant level consists of, you've got the Satanic Councilmen. So that's going to be your bankers, your bloodline families, your financial, systems, your UN, all of the world governing councils.
Let's list them in order. For the first one is a Satanic Cult Councilman. That deals with financial.
All the councilmen. So underneath those councilmen within that's considered the board of directors for the system. So within that Satanic Council, you're going to find, your bloodline families, your world leaders, the UN, the World Governing Council, the Council of 300, all of them are going to be considered the CEOs of the system. Now, underneath them, you have the Grand High Priest and Priestesses. So they're going to be in charge of quadrants. Within that, you know, some of the Grand High Priests also connect as leaders to the sovereign military, which is their military government. And those knights are going to be called the Knights of Pythias.
Oh, are we supposed to be?
And they'll be considered lords of a region. And then they'll oversee the high priests and priestesses, and they're going to be your regional managers. So they'll start, you know, within, let's just say, the northern quadrant of the United States. You've got Wisconsin, Chicago, you know, Minnesota, Michigan. So each of those states is considered a region, but then each of those regions breaks down into further regions, counties.
Producer.
So it will be governed by Brotherhood people.
They have it broken down in fractions, basically.
Just
like any business.
Right. So it's there where then it breaks down into the five departments at the regional level. You have the Masons, the Mormons, the Jesuit Catholic, the Satanists, and the Kabbalah.
And Masons, Mormons, Catholics.
Jesuit Catholics, Satanists, and Kabbalah. And they're going to oversee the system's assets. You have two assets. You have one, the hierarchy children. So those are children that are trained to take positions within the system. And, you know, it could be high level, it could be low level, it could be with their sovereign military. So those children are going to go through training and different programs. Not all are MKUltra programs, but, you know, they'll go through training and programs.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Thanks, Sam. I guess we can get back to that.
The other asset that they oversee is the expendable children. Those are going to be the children that are bought, sold, traded, sexually exploited, ritually killed, turned into diamonds. You know, their ashes are going to be sold, cursed and sold to the food companies after they're done ritually killing them, and as well as to pharmakia to be fillers within drugs. So, those are the assets that those departments will oversee.
This is 100% real. This is how it really works behind the scenes, correct?
I mean, correct.
Yep. So what are you hoping to do with these affidavits? Just to shed light on this and hope they gain traction?
Absolutely. Not just, you know, hoping they gain traction. What really needs to be done is that, you know, as we become aware of how these individuals are operating within our communities, the Lord calls us that, you know, we're meant to stop the wickedness in our communities, to tear down the strongholds of wickedness, and to, you know, build up the kingdom of the Lord that is meant to rule and reign in righteousness. So that's, you know, that's why we need to be aware. So in the Casper affidavit, I particularly, you know, beyond the system breakdown, I break down how the sovereign military is structured and how they go about training in the local areas. So, you know, with the sovereign military order, you have their leaders, their commanders, are actually called preceptors. So you have, you know, that will be broken down by structure. You'll have a supreme preceptor. That's going to be somebody, you know, who may oversee a state. Then the individual preceptors are going to oversee smaller regions. You know, every preceptor is going to oversee a group of knights. So, you know, these orders are orders of options. Like the Luciferian Brotherhood wants people to have options. They don't care which circle groups you connect to. They just, you know, they'll connect you to any. So the knight orders that we see are the Knights of Pythias, which I've talked about. You have the Knights of Malta, which was common in England. We know Queen Elizabeth oversaw Knights of Malta. You also have that more ancient order. Their fuller name were the Knights of the Order of St. John. So, you know, they made it look like they dismantled that group. But really what they've done is, you know, more of the higher level commanders still call themselves Knights of St. John, while those who are more current call themselves Knights of Malta. And this really, like, why all the multiple names?
Yeah.
It's really meant to make people think that they're all select different religious groups that gather together. People, you know, they don't want people to know that they really are an operating system or how they operate and work together. So
this
that's
is
why
so
all the names
well hidden from everybody. I mean, this is like, you would never, ever know to reveal, like, even where to look to find this.
Yeah, so there's more. Let me finish with the knights here. So you've also got Knights of the Garter. They're recognized by their green robes. Queen or Princess Anne, we'll say Princess Anne, Charles's sister, is the one who heads up the Knights of the Garter. They're in the UK. Then you have Knights of the Bath. You have Knights of the Thistle. And, you know, Knights of the Bath, they're going to be recognized. They'll wear black robes, and they have what looks like a upside-down belt buckle that they wear on their lapel. You know, we see both William as well as some of the hierarchy in the UK who wore those robes recently at the coronation. So, you know, there's a chance that William heads up the Knights of the Bath there in the UK. Then we have the Knights of the Order of Jerusalem, who's, you know, there's several other smaller knight groups, but those are the main ones. The Knights of the Order of Jerusalem work directly for the Vatican and, you know, are paid through them. So they're kind of specific to the Vatican. So that's kind of their military structure. Now, within that, you have an outside security structure as well that oversees those military and the preceptors who run those regional groups. And those are going to be the protector departments of the system. There's six departments. And, you know, I've talked about some of those on some other shows, like, you know, where we get into some of the, you know, weird creatures. Are vampires, are werewolves real? Yeah. So some of those protector departments, one department is connected to the vampires. One is connected to the werewolves.
So you're saying these things are real?
I am, yeah. If people are interested, I do coaching sessions that are offered for free online. You can sign up for those. And in there, I give direct sites, backlinks that are from the heads of those vampire departments that basically I show you how to find all of their underground places where they meet, the clubs where they gather. And you can look both internationally as well as within the United States. And you can see which clubs are in your area. It gives their addresses.
You're saying these are real vampires?
Real vampires, yeah. And you can...
Like what they show in the movies?
Yes, yeah. Drink blood, adrenochrome, you know, coordinate events, provide peripheral.
And you're saying this is well hidden from the public, and this is common knowledge in the shadow government that they all behave this way. They drink adrenochrome, they traffic children. This is like the children is the currency, correct?
Am the protector departments and the sovereign military provide protection for the elites who are doing those things. So their job is to do the protection as well as, you know, they may oversee the transport, but they work right alongside of individuals in our U.S. military. You know, that are training children within different programs, experiments, and projects, as well as moving children. You know, that movement does and can include, you know, child pornography that's produced for the dark web. You know, we have our U.S. military profiting off of crimes that are being committed to children in conjunction with the Luciferian Brotherhood. And
why are children so important? It's just because they detest humanity, and that's, you know, is it because they detest humanity and they want to kill our offspring besides, you know, is it just the potency?
No, it's because of childlike faith. Children are able to have a natural connection to the spiritual realm. This is beyond their wickedness and their sin. You know, what at the end of the day do they really want? They want to be gods. And in order to get that, they have to have access to the spiritual realm. You know, part of their sexual exploitation of children is that they gain access to the spiritual realm through sexual magic. You know, so that's a big chunk of it.
Jeez. I thought maybe just because the adrenochrome was so potent and the maybe the stem cells, the youth hormone, you know, I often think to myself, what about the, you know, when they say the conquistadores and we're searching for the Knights of the Round Table, we're searching for the fountain of youth, correct?
Correct.
What, was it children the whole time? I mean, what was it? Was it adrenochrome?
The fountain of youth is much, much more. You know, the fountain of youth is that place where, you know, your physical, your spiritual body is transformed and you enter into that state of eternal life. And you know, you better believe that they have projects, experiments where they test that. You know, they want to know, you know, how much can somebody take? Can somebody exist outside of their physical body? Can you, you know, get rid of the physical and just be fully, you know, have that spiritual eternity without your physical body? And, you know, they do all sorts of tests to see what, you know, what's possible. But at the end of the day, what they find is only the truth of what scripture reveals, that there's a transformation that has to take place that the Lord Jesus Christ alone does in our lives, where he resurrects our physical bodies and, you know, makes our physical and our spiritual bodies one. And in that transformation is where we have eternal life. But that can only happen through him. So, you know, that's what they try to figure out.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I wanted to be sure and get that point in there, because this is the point that's missing in the Marcinski things. They talk about shamans. They talk about religion. They talk about you clearing yourself. But there's only one. And Jesse brings that forward, and she should know. She was being groomed to be the chief mother of darkness, what would be known as the crone. And Blackbird 9 knows about some of these things. And these titles and whatnot. But so I was looking through the comments under this video. It goes on quite a bit, and it's in the chat room, and I think you might enjoy listening to it. And I see doubters in there about we're voices, and but they haven't, you know, realized that some of the things they've done are not their thinking. I mean, later you'll say, what was I thinking? Well, was it you thinking? Yeah. Right. And another one, of course, not buying into the vampires and werewolves. But, yep, there are those that do contort and actually flex into these positions. I mean, you think the devil's nice? You know? And these are hierarchy children, usually, too, as she pointed out. You'll have the bloodlines. And they'll go through and they'll point out. Children, the hierarchy ones, they'll go through them, and which ones they'll point at them that are expendable. And they'll be used in often sex magic and some of the horrible things you've heard about with Hilda Beast and others of her ilk, and cannibalized after being tortured. And, you know, all of this has power. And if you deny, you reject that there's Christ, well, then you don't give yourself any way out. So, yeah, we can get a little relief. I liked dissolving that memory of that my baby, my little doll baby. But I carried that all my life. I'm like, that was my baby. So, anyway, I also posted in the chat room Timothy Charles Holmes' site, but I also added one with Flynn in the search, and you can see a lot of things about General Flynn you might never have wanted to know. And you don't become director of intelligence for nothing, you know? And him being taken by FBI, a lot of that was just cover, keep him out of the limelight, and they're still trying to go after Trump. Of course, everyone sees that. And not that he's perfect, or maybe he's a psyop and all of that, but he did try and is trying to stem this tide of what they do with children. And this is the basis below the Luciferian Brotherhood and all of the evil are these sacrifices, these blood sacrifices, and using children, their potential, that's what they call them, potential, their energy for nefarious purposes. And I saw a nice little, I saw a link here too in the comments about Michael Aquino. And there was disparaging things about, oh, he didn't die, and, you know, when he did die and whatever. But apparently he did die in 2020. And I posted that in there too for the article. Okay, we're going on a break. Be back soon.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay. Oops. Am I unmuted? Yes, I'm unmuted. Okay, so I was skipping over there to Michael Aquino because he's part of the Luciferian Brotherhood, or was. And first time he appeared on TV, made a mainstream media appearance, was in 1988 on a Geraldo Rivera show, otherwise real name Jerry Rivers. Who got a butt implant, that's right, on TV. They took some of his skin from his bottom and put it on his forehead because he didn't like that wrinkled Neanderthal look, I guess. But before having the church upset, Michael Aquino, let's see, is it in this part? Was... He founded Temple of Set in 1975 after leaving Anton LaVey's Church of Satan due to his unhappiness with the direction of the group. Anton LaVey's real name, Howard Stanton Levy. Yes, a Jew. And that's why he was allowed to run rampant. And of course, Aquino did the stuff with the children, all kind of stuff. And Jesse Saboter has some knowledge of him, personal knowledge of him, being around him. And this is what gets me, because this Karkok, that Nazi that trained her and her fellow there, you know, she freely calls them Nazis, okay, but then she relates it, oh, you know, worked for Hitler and everything's Nazi, 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 and that's just not true, okay? She needs to do some more research on some of that. She did come out recently and saying about how, oh, well, the Nazis did have the Havera agreement with the Zionists. So there you go, you know, in the Sanhedrin. But that's not how it went down. So, you know, there's always more details, more devil in the details. But so there are a couple more articles in that link that I posted in the chat about Aquino. But I like this comment, this meme that someone posted, a quote from an Ishmael Levitz. It is, oh, we're at the top of the hour, are we? Oh, okay. After the hour.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.